Good morning and welcome to the Flex Podcast. I'm Anna Martin and we're going to be having a good old chit chat. I say we, basically it's me talking to you. So it's less we and less, yeah, less we and more me and you. So today we wanted to talk, I'm talking about myself with extra people involved again. Today I'm going to talk about maybe the way that we regard our weeks and our days sometimes. And that could be, we say things like, today was a bit of a write-off, or this week has been a bit of a write-off. And actually, it's kind of like we're lumping everything all into one unit. So we're not able to be like, actually, this morning I managed to do this, and Monday I managed to do this. Instead, we're lumping everything into one time unit, which is understandable, because that is how we measure time, like hours and days and weeks and months and so on. But not everything inside that unit of time is necessarily all going to be of the same vibe, if that makes sense. So don't get me wrong, you could go to work one day with a stomachache, turns out you got food poisoning, you soil yourself in front of a meeting room full of people who've been waiting for your presentation, you've got to get out from work, you're just like, just got to get home now, it feels so unwell, this is so embarrassing. As you come out, you get knocked over by a push bike. Not badly, but enough for it to be a sad day. Then you're hanging around, you're like, right, gotta get home, trying to get a taxi, flagging down a black cab. No one's taking you. They don't want you in their car. So then you've got to walk all the way home. You get home only to find out that your boyfriend's run off with your mum. And they keyed your car as they left, and your neighbour left a dead budgie on your front porch. That is not a great day. And that probably is a write-off, let's be honest. That poor lady probably needs to go to bed and have a little nap and wake up the next day and start fresh. However, for most of us, that's how we're sort of treating what happened in our day or in our week, like that degree of drama. But actually, what happened was maybe we had to stay late at work, so we went to the gym half an hour later than we wanted to, so therefore we couldn't quite do everything we wanted. We got home to cook the dinner that we'd planned, but it turns out your meat had gone off. So then you had to use tuna from the cupboard. Like, you know, maybe we went to the cinema and we were going to take our own snacks, but we didn't bother. And then we bought a bag of M&Ms. This is what, like, people are like, oh, sweet, it was just a write-off. Actually, it wasn't that bad, because we need to start to be able to differentiate into what actually went right and to be able to see things as everything that we're doing is a step forward. So for example, yesterday I ate a Bounty cookie and I had a bag of Fruit Loops. It was a fantastic day. So really, they weren't in my plan of what I was eating, but I was starving yesterday. I couldn't stop eating. I think partly because I didn't eat in the normal time windows I would have on the Sunday. So I think I was just starving because it was Monday and I was ravenous. But they weren't really in what I had planned. But realistically, that extra, let's call it 350 calories, that's one thing that maybe I could have done better if I had bothered to eat the banana that was on the side instead of the Bounty, which I could absolutely have done. But those two things don't write off my day, because actually, across my other three main meals of the day, I ate 7 portions of vegetables, I hit my protein goals, I ate what I had planned, I went to the gym to train, even though I didn't have time to get 10,000 steps in because it was a huge work day for me yesterday, I still managed to get 7,500, which is my minimum. So that was great, because I'd been basically tethered to my desk for 7 hours of it. And then obviously I have to PT and so on and so on. So I don't always get time to like do exactly what I want to do. So there are things to take from it. I did get my step goal. I did eat my protein. I did hit my fruit and veg. Everything else about my day was completely balanced. I did my training. I got a lot of work done. I felt very productive yesterday. I was really proud of myself. I got everything I wanted to do yesterday done and part of today, which also is important for me in terms of I really want to keep my businesses moving forward. So that does come into it. And like being good at your job and being maybe productive or whatever can be quite another thing that does make you feel very good. But my day wasn't a nutritional or physical write-off just because I didn't hit my step goal completely and because I ate a cookie and a bag of hula hoops. So, and I had an energy drink. I haven't had an energy drink for 8 weeks. I had one because I didn't sleep at all the night before for some reason. But I wanted to get my work done. So I was like, I'm going to take one for the team and have one energy drink so that I can actually... I don't like coffee, by the way, otherwise I'd have one. So I can actually get my work done and have the day that I had planned. And to be honest, bearing in mind I probably had about 2.5 hours sleep, yesterday went pretty bloody well. And actually, saying that, that's probably why I was so hungry, because I hadn't slept properly. So we've got to be able to like kind of split things up a bit rather than lumping it in all together. And so these are the things that I actually did quite well. And sometimes we do things well in spite of what has happened. So it might not be that we had our optimal day, but, you know, let's say that one of those things in that stupid scenario earlier I told you about happened. If one of those, even one of those things happened, let's just, I mean, obviously not getting a stomach bug and soiling yourself in front of a work meeting, because I don't expect you'd fancy much to eat after that. But one awful thing's happened. Like, say, for example, you realise that your car got keyed. The fact that other things in your day you still had control of, like maybe you'd gone to the gym in the morning and you'd eaten pretty well all day, you got home and you saw that your car was keyed and you're like, that is going to cost me money or time to sort out. So you felt a bit annoyed, so your mate came over and you had a couple of glasses of wine together. Does that make that day a write-off? No. There were still things in there that were positive, despite the fact that your car getting keyed is pretty bloody dramatic and quite upsetting. For some people, maybe not, if you don't care about your car. But like that, this is the thing, like nothing is, today was such a bad day. Well, it might be, very rarely. Most of the time we kind of do it because we want to shut that day off because we think we need a perfect day. So it's like, yesterday was rubbish, but today is going to be better. And actually, that's a lovely mindset to go into something with, that you're going to make that week or that day really good. I love that mindset. I love that positivity. And I love the kind of focus and the drive to do that. But life carries on happening, whether we are feeling positive or not. So... and that isn't to say we don't have control over it, because absolutely, like, I went into yesterday being like, I am 100% getting all my work done. I'm going to take one for the team and have an energy drink so I can make sure that I can get that done. I'm going in. And that, picking up the positives, even though I was really tired and I went to the gym before work, like I was proper on it because I knew I wanted that Monday to be amazing, because it was like the start of the GIST challenge. Like, I really wanted to like properly go into it for myself as well as for my clients. But sometimes when we go into a day or a week thinking all of this must be perfect because I said it will be so and it's important to me and I want to do this, that puts a disproportionate amount of pressure on what we're expecting from the week. And actually, life is happening. Like, there are so many things happening that are outside of our control that we can't do anything about, or we can't do anything about right now. There's events happening all around us, whether they're at work, whether they're with friends, whether they're with our partner, whether they are to do with our time management. Like, we plan all this stuff in and then we get stuck in an hour and a half surf of traffic, so we can't do any of it. There's lots of things that are outside of our control that affect how our day goes. And sometimes we can rearrange things and we can make the best of the situation. But sometimes there is nothing that is changeable about that. And we just have to be able to look at that day and be like, well, sat in an hour and a half surf of traffic, but meant I couldn't go to the gym because I had to be home to put the kids to bed or whatever. But I did, however, manage to eat pretty well all day. All my meals were great. My snacks were on par. And I'd managed to have a walk on my lunch break. So I feel really proud of myself. It was, you know, pretty decent, even though I didn't get everything done. So I think part of it all is trying to get that balance between having a good outlook and a flexible outlook so that you're able to adapt to the things that are coming up for you in terms of both your life and, you know, curveballs that are coming in. And also having that positivity to be like, yes, I'm going to make this good because I'm in control of it. Because both the things are important, because we do need to be able to drop and roll with the stuff that's coming towards us. You can't be like, today wasn't perfect, so I'm not going to bother doing anything. Or today didn't go to plan, so now I'm just going to throw it all in the fuck it bucket and eat my entire cupboard's worth of chocolate that I was saving for my girls' night on Saturday. Like, and don't get me wrong, sometimes that does happen, but that shouldn't be something that comes up for us on a consistent basis, because life really does continue to happen regardless of what we had planned that day. And we can, that's not to say we shouldn't plan stuff. We can absolutely make the layout of our day and what we hope is going to happen that day the best it can possibly be. But we can't control everything. So we do need to be able to drop and roll with what's coming to us. And that just means being a little bit more flexible and actually being able to appreciate some of the good things that are happening to us in that particular day. Because there is stuff in every single day that is pretty positive, even if not all of the day has felt sensational. Some of it will be pretty cool, even if it's just I ate a banana when usually I would have ate two Kit Kats. Instead, I had a banana and I moved on with the rest of my day. Like, literally, we chose fueling our body better over what, you know, is probably, I don't know, is it anyone's favourite chocolate? I think people do like a Kit Kat, don't they? I like to nibble it around the edge. Not that I can have them anymore, but they do a fake gluten-free version of a Kit Kat, which is quite exciting. And chocolate's not bad. Tesco, by the way. Anyway, this turned into an advert for the Kit Kat. Anyway, I don't really know where I was going with that. But, yeah. Let's just try to find a bit of a balance with how we regard the success of our week. Because most of the time, we're all making pretty big steps to try and look after ourselves. That's why you're listening to this. That's why maybe you're on my challenge or in my flex program or whatever. You are trying to look after your body better and trying to move it forward. And that's all that we can all be doing. We can't have these perfect days. We're not paid athletes, and they don't even have perfect days either, because they have exactly the same life dramas that everyone else has got. So it's just about persevering and about not getting cross at ourselves when we don't have these perfect triumphant days that are going on for us. Anyway, I feel like I've talked about this enough now. So hopefully that's there, giving you a little something to think about. Because most of the things that are going to make a difference to you are being consistent over time. And the only way that you can be consistent over time is if you can let go of the things that don't go to plan. Because there will always, always be stuff. The amount of times that I've been like, we're going out on Saturday, I'm gonna just have 2 pints. I don't have 5 pints. And it's great. But then the next day doesn't mean my Saturday was so bad that I may as well just eat 6 McDonald's, no offense to McDonald's, for my food today. Because my drinks yesterday was so bad, it's just no point bothering to just start again on Monday. Well, no, because I can still get my protein, I can still eat fruit and veggies, I can still drink some water and go for a walk. Luckily, I don't really get hungover anymore. So I might go and train, can go and see some friends, spend some time outside, get some fresh air in my lungs. There's many things that you can continue to do that aren't just like, oh, I only bother doing these when I'm really healthy or I'm really on it. These are just things that are just part of my life. And if I end up going out on a Saturday night, drinking more than I intended to, or smashing in a pizza after I've already had dinner, then it doesn't really have any bearing on the next day whatsoever, because I'm still going to do the things that I want to do to look after my body and to help myself feel good and hopefully move forward in terms of my fitness journey and like my productivity, because ultimately for me, I want to be able to come in on Mondays and feel really good, because I have only 2 days in the week to get all my work done before everything else is face to face. So I have to get it done, because I'm working for three different businesses, trying to get everything done all in one time. Monday and Tuesday have to be epic. And if I write Sunday off as well and then think, oh, well, that's pointless, I'm just going to eat toast and Marmite all day and then I'm going to go out and get pissed again tonight, that would be pointless, because I want Monday to be good. So I may as well just, you know, get back to it. Not saying I'm 100% perfect on a Sunday, because I'm not, because I still like to be a bit Sunday-ish. But the basics still get covered. That's the thing. Still get my 10,000 steps. Still hit my protein. Still eat my fruit and veggies. And then if I also want to eat ice cream and have a pint, then I absolutely can, right? Obviously not optimal health. None of us should be drinking, but I do enjoy it currently. So that's where I'm at with it. But we are not only one thing. We can be multiple things at any given time. And one thing we all are people who are trying to look after ourselves and move forward with our bodies, maybe with your work, maybe with your career, maybe with your family, whatever it is. We're trying to move forward and trying to better ourselves. And that doesn't stop happening just because we didn't live a day in the life of our optimal influencer version of ourselves. Okay? So let's be real. Let's look after ourselves while being a real human being that stuff happens to in a day. You know, I'm sure we can all share plenty of our daily dramas if we wanted, but we're choosing to continue to look after ourselves despite all of those things that might happen. Anyhow, I hope that's helped, and I will chat to you again next time. Bye.